We celebrate Father's Day this weekend. I'd like to look at our readings through the lens of fatherhood. And I think it's so critical for us to have strong fathers within our society, within our families, you know, who have the correct priorities and who are leading their families well. And unfortunately, so many of our children today are conceived out of wedlock or in broken families where they don't have the influence of a father figure. Or many young people just don't have a father watching over them who they're engaged with. And so I think if we look at our readings today, they can teach us a number of things, you know, about what an authentic Christian father is like and what that calling is. In our first or our second reading from St. Paul, he tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. You know, Christian father is someone who is going to be walking by faith in terms of how he leads the family and not by what he can see. You know, there's plenty of things in this world that can distract us. You know, the material possessions or going after worldly accomplishments, whether it's, you know, success in sports or, you know, important position at a job, different things that can people count as worldly success that in the light of eternity really don't matter that much. You know, a Christian father is going to recognize that the most important things about his family are things that can't be seen. And then ultimately, the goal and mission of any family is to bring the members to salvation, to bring the family members into a relationship of love with Jesus Christ. You know, that's what the mission of a family is. And so a Christian father is going to keep his focus on that mission and not get distracted with all the other things that can pull a family away from that goal. You know, part of that is making sure that the kids are educated in the faith. Because if we don't know God, then, you know, it's going to be hard to be in an authentic relationship with them. So, you know, making sure that there's active and good formation in the faith is important, but it's not sufficient. You know, also prayer. You know, making sure that fathers are leaders of prayer for their family. You know, are Christian fathers leading their families in prayer? And certainly a father can't give what he doesn't have. And so if the mission of a family or of a father is to bring his family into a relationship with Jesus Christ, you know, as fathers need to ask ourselves first, you know, are we in a relationship with Jesus Christ? Do we love and serve our Lord? And is that the most important thing about our lives? And does that fill us with hope and with life? And can we in turn pass that on to our families? Second thing we can learn about fatherhood is the virtue of courage. And St. Paul talks in the second reading about courage. Are we willing to pay the price for what it means to be a servant of Jesus Christ? And what might that mean? Well, it might mean giving up a promotion at work or a job offer because the hours aren't conducive to a healthy family life. You know, if someone's, you know, away from home, you know, working 80 hours a week, they might be pulling in six figures, but are they there for their family? And so it might mean a sacrifice, taking a different job that might not be as lucrative, but might be enough to get to support the family so that a father can be more present. That's a real sacrifice. And it's a sacrifice that some people aren't willing to make. But a Christian father is going to recognize what the proper priorities are so that he can be there for his family and what's most important. Certainly financial support is important, but it's not the most important thing. You know, a father should be willing to pull their kids out of a sports game on Sunday morning if it conflicts with the Sunday obligation. You know, sports have run rampant and gone crazy in our society, and there's a lot of virtue and things that you can learn from sports. You know, but you know, if it's something that pulls a family away and a person isn't able to get to Mass on Saturday evening or Sunday morning because of the sports schedule, what's more important? You know, a Christian father is going to recognize the priority and recognize that the salvation of his family members is more important than some sports game on Sunday morning. And so they're going to make the sacrifice and say, hey, my kid's not going to be there at that game. Is that a sacrifice? Yeah. Does it take some courage to stand up to a coach? Yeah. But a Christian father is going to have the courage and be willing to make the sacrifice that's necessary to lead his family to salvation. Being open to life. You know, it's an easy temptation to restrict the gift of new life within a family. to be open to life, which is the calling of a man and woman who enter into the sacrament of holy matrimony, it is a sacrifice. You know, to have more kids, it's a financial sacrifice. It's a sacrifice of time. You know, it adds stress and, you know, sleepless nights and all the difficulties that come with raising children. It's a sacrifice. But fathers are called to be self-sacrificial and to give life, just as our Heavenly Father gives life to the world. And so, you know, a Christian father is going to be open to the gift of life and welcome life with love. The third thing we can hear from, we can learn from the readings if we look at the gospel. You know, we have this parable about how the kingdom of God, which is the family of our Father in heaven, you know, how it grows quietly, you know, after the seed is sown. And we don't know how it grows. It grows quietly because our Heavenly Father is watching over the church and He's ensuring its growth. And I think that's a good image for what a father is called to do for his family. To be quietly watching over his family to ensure their growth in virtue. And as Christian fathers, you know, are they looking and observing their children and their growth in virtue? And if their children show something that's not healthy, you know, if they tell a lie, or if they're disrespectful, or if their priorities aren't right, you know, as a father right there, observing and vigilant and ready to step in and redirect their children in a gentle but effective way. And to teach them what is the path of virtue and what is the proper way to live. And in those teachable moments of life, you know, it requires vigilance on the part of a father to be attentive to his family. And it's not something that's going to bring great glory. You know, people aren't going to be going and thanking a father for doing that. But, you know, something that a father is called to do quietly in the background to watch over his family. I think it's also important for a father not to exercise his authority harshly over the family. To always do so with charity. And to always avoid sinful anger in the way that a father watches over his family. You know, it's never acceptable for a husband to act out in violence or in anger towards his wife, or to discipline children with anger. You know, certainly there's a variety of discipline styles, you know, but that always has to be motivated by charity. You know, as a Christian father, is my style of discipline and what I am doing, is this just out of anger, which is not appropriate, or is this truly the action that my children need in order to correct them and help them to grow in virtue? And so, you know, disciplining, it requires creativity, it requires a lot of thought, but it should always be motivated by charity and never just venting anger. I think the perfect example for us of fatherhood is St. Joseph. And he was not a biological father at all. You know, fatherhood is not restricted to biological fathers and grandfathers. You know, there's plenty of opportunities out there for people who need a spiritual father in their life. And that's what St. Joseph was. He walked by faith. When he accepted the Blessed Virgin Mary as his wife, and he accepted the Christ child into his family with all the obligations and the fear that must have been there, he did so willingly, trusting in God's plan. And he demonstrated tremendous courage, you know, in protecting the Holy Family, fleeing at night into Egypt to protect the life of the Christ child. You know, he was someone who, you know, lived his life courageously, but also quietly. You know, he was in the background. We don't hear very much about what St. Joseph did. We know very little about the quiet years in Nazareth when the Christ child was growing up. The only thing that we do know is that St. Joseph was a man of great holiness and great virtue who watched over and was vigilant and cared for his family and created an environment of charity. You know, St. Joseph didn't get great glory or great attention in Scripture. You know, he was in the background. We don't even hear about his death. But what we do know was that he was a good man, he was a faithful and holy man, and he lived out the virtues of fatherhood to an incredible degree. And so he's a great example for all Christian men in how to be fathers. Not just biological fathers, but spiritual fathers. And so on this Father's Day, we pray for all of our fathers. We pray for a flourishing of authentic fatherhood in this world. We pray for healing. For those people who grow up without fathers or with bad relationships with their fathers, we pray for their healing. We pray that we might follow the example of St. Joseph and that our fathers may be the best of fathers.